I think, and there's Mama. I like Mama. Kanga doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, anyways, yeah, so call in with your thoughts next week, 10 to 11 p.m. Monday nights. And then, yeah, that last song right there was Let It All Work Out by Lil Wayne featuring Sampha.
Yep. And to shut it down, we're going to play Veins by Earl Sweatshirt, which is not the last song on his album, but I think a fitting closer. And then get ready for the next show, because that's coming right up.
WMFO Music Hour coming at you with Max Kratzok.
Yep, here's Veins by Earl Sweatshirt. Might get cut short, but we'll put it on our playlist, so you can check it out there. We'll be posting those after the show.
Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Yam Session. Have a lovely night, our lovely listeners.
Catch you next week.
My nigga, keep it. Peace to every crease on your brain. Peace to who came before me in the game. We giving praise and glory to your name, kid. We celebrating your story so it stays in. Birth mama raised and birthed me. I ain't changed, I'm a man. I'm just saying that I stayed imperfect. Earl is not my name, the world is my domain, kid. Air Max 97 crates on the pavement. Hair got not either to settle on my face. I've been eating good, you can see it in my tummy. But I'm bugging, I've been spending more money than I'm making. Stuck in trouble. I'm laying watching subtle TDK, and I ain't touch a Zan when it's time to put my burnt body in a case. Tell my mama I said thank you. Trying to stay facts, I'm trying to get through the day. I'ma play it back, I ain't in it showing face, kid. It's been a minute since I heard applause. It's been a minute since you seen or heard from me. I've been swerving cars. It's been a minute since I heard applause. Sitting on a star thinking how I'm not a star.
Hello there, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Congratulations on tuning in, or just happening to be tuned in to the very first hour of the music department hour here at WMFO. I am the music director here at WMFO, and so the music department does all kinds of really cool things, and I was thinking last semester that it'd be really nice if we had some place to share all of those things. And here it is. So I'm going to be playing a mix of new music, including a lot of music which gets emailed to me. I get several hours of new music every week, which will be soon start to get sorted by the WMFO DJ community. So if you're a DJ listening and you're interested in new music, keep your eyes open for an email going out sometime this week. And yeah, so this is also going to be a place for announcements, such as that one. There are several new Google groups if you're a DJ, and you're listening, and there will be an email blast going out about that. I will be joined by other people in the music department, including the people running Studio B. Studio B is our recording studio here at WMFO. We have our own record label called OTS Records, which stands for...
It's a good acronym, whatever it stands for. And yeah, so... this is a place where we're going to have announcements about Studio B recordings, and we're also going to be airing some Studio B original recordings here. So if Tufts bands come in and want to be recorded, they can have some guaranteed more or less airplay here with this music hour. This is the music department funneling content directly to you listeners. This is the WMFO Music Department Hour. And so, new music that is sent us, music that is recorded here, interviews that are recorded here. I did a number of cool interviews last semester, and one of them happened to be on air, so listeners got to hear it then. But the rest of them will be going up on the blog, but I figured it would also be nice to play them on air. We have a blog at WMFO.org. It hasn't been updated lately, but it will be. And so, new music, recordings, interviews. We also, as part of the music department, we get offers for press passes to concerts and that kind of thing. And we're working on sending DJs on these opportunities. And it'd be really cool to have some of them on sometimes, just giving us their view on these concerts that they're being sent to. They will also be writing articles for the blog. There's a lot of stuff in the works. Anyway, I started off the show with a song by the Claypool Lennon Delirium. It's called Easily Charmed by Fools, and it's off of their new 2019 album, South of Reality. It hasn't been released yet. I think I pre-ordered it. I'm excited for it to come in the mail. Just every day. Ooh, is it today? No. But I think it's sometime in February. So, less than a month. Right now we're listening to Tonto's Expanding Headband. This song is River Song. Tonto's cool. I talked about them a lot last semester. Stevie Wonder used the synth that's used in this. After hearing this album, he was like, whoa, this is amazing. And he talked to the people who are Tonto's Expanding Headband. He was like, hi, can I use Tonto? Which was the synth. And they teamed up for about 5 years and five of his albums. So it's a very cool instrument.
the largest modular synthesizer in the world. And yeah, so that's about all I have to say. I'm going to be going through my email, cherry picking, mostly with luck, to see what might sound good, playing some new tunes for you guys. And I also plan on maybe playing some interview snippets. Ah, some cool things coming up. Bronze Radio Return is having a concert in Boston at the end of the month. And they also have a new album coming out at the end of the month. And WMFO will be having an interview with them sometime around the end of the month. And you guys will get to hear it the next Monday. So keep the excitement going for Bronze Radio Return. Again, I'm Mellow Max, the music director here at WMFO. And my radio show is called Highly Recommended. It's full of music that I recommend quite highly. And this semester, it will be Thursday at 8 p.m. And the MD Music Hour will be Mondays at 11 to midnight. Although I'm going to try and do some finagling and see if I could get 9 to 10 p.m. on Thursday. So I could just have a two-hour block, because that would be nice, very convenient. But yeah, so I will let Riversong play out the rest of the way and then play you guys some more new music. So thanks for tuning in. And, you know, if you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, anything, just like burning to call in. It's 855-915-9636. I hope to hear from you. And if not, you'll be hearing from me. Either way. Anyway, back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, that was just another song from the Claypool Lennon Delirium. It was called Blood and Rockets, Movement 1, Saga of Jack Parsons, Movement 2, To the Moon. And that's also off their new album, which is coming out later this month. And yeah, I meant to play something else, but my email wasn't loading. Likely because it's full and just, yeah, overwhelmed. So anyway, I did find something for us though. The band is the Paris Street Rebels, and the song that I'm going to play is Freak Show, and they are described as they're from Scotland, and the band was looking to music as an escape, an antidote, and a means to elevate themselves and others like them from the indignity of a story left untold, a destiny unfulfilled. Informed and inspired by their own lives and the records that shaped them, a pact was formed in between the chord changes and a promise was made. Their ultimate goal is to unite the forgotten people, the misfits, the lost, the persecuted, the afraid, and everyone in between. Freak Show is a schizophrenic anthem penned in desperation, the need to escape to an almost mythical promised land where authenticity trumps artifice and drives the narrative, whilst simultaneously realizing that this can only be achieved by changing the time and place you're in. Whoa. Here's the Paris Street Rebels with Freak Show.
Come on. With a spice by the desert in his eyes. This is not a stupid love song about some girl that I will never even know. This is not a stupid love song written for a digital corporate radio. Talk about a digital America, down where all the trailers parked or lined up in a row. Maybe you could be someone, someone that I'll never even know. All I really know.
Fly in love, but to find you.
Well, that was fun and exciting. We just had a bunch of new songs, and this is another new song. Right now we're listening to Be On Fire by Chrome Sparks off of his new EP, which was released January 1st, 2019, called Be On Fire. I like this, nice and boogie. Yeah, and up before that we had Amy Canby with the song White Slide, another kind of down-tempo, kind of cool electronic groove. And up before that we had Vane with Stupid Love Song, which was like, I mean, in the email I got, it pretty much just said like, Stupid Love Song by Vane. Check it out, play it on the air. And I was like, oh, well, okay. It was much better than I worried. I actually quite liked it. And up before that, we had Freak Show by Pear Street Rebels, which was also really fun. Kind of like post-punk. This is cool. Like that synth. But yeah, so Amy Canby got me thinking. I had the great fortune to interview Amel and the Sniffers, whose lead singer is named Amy, and so it made me think of her. And let's see. Oh, I think I have a shout out. I'm gonna go and play another song off this Chrome Sparks album and let have a little snippet of the radio show, I think.
Yeah. Max's radio, it is live.
Yeah.
Max's radio, it is live.
Yeah.
Max's radio, it is live.
Yeah.
That's fun. For some reason, I wanted to pull that clip out of the interview. So I did. Yeah, so this is the first song on Chrome Sparks' new album. It is called Into Your Love, and that's with the number 2. Funnily enough. Yeah. So I'm hoping next week or the week after I'm gonna have my interview with Gautier to play for you guys. That'll be quite cool. Feel quite psyched about that. That was a fun interview, and what a person to interview. Gautier himself. Let's see. Yeah, I kind of want to play you this interview. Maybe I'll just start from the beginning. Yeah, got another 20 minutes. It'll give me a chance to do some of my homework. So I'll let this song finish out and then play you the first 20 minutes of that interview. So thank you guys for tuning in. Feel free to call in or email me at if you want me to see it, email me at max@wmfo.org. Got a new email address because the MD1 is quite full. Although I am getting better at checking the emails. Anyway, here's the interview before we start listening to more. Alright, yeah. Here's the Amel and the Sniffers interview. Hope you guys enjoy. Well, this is them playing music. Wonder, I probably have to log this.
Hustle.
Oh, you don't want me?
Hello, hello. This
hey,
is...
G'day, how's it going?
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Highly Recommended an hour later than usual because I was going to see an incredible concert by Amble and the Sniffers, who I'm currently joined by, if you guys would like to...
G'day.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
Thank you, guys. I loved your concert. I'm also joined by Ian, who I'd met once before.
Hello, I'm your extremely... unprepared host.
Quite all right.
We've met Ian before as well. I met Ian last time we were in Boston.
Oh, yeah?
That's true. Yeah. I was at the King Gizzard concert.
Oh, see, I was in New Zealand last year. But I went to the King Gizzard show before that in 2017, and I wish I could have made the one in 2018 or 2017, whenever that was.
Yeah, it was only June.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know how you do it in Massachusetts, where you guys roll over the year in July, but yeah, it was this year.
Yeah, I reckon so. So, well, just thank you guys all for joining me. Well, pleasure to have you on the show. I love your music. And so I guess to start off, if you'd like to talk me through, like, well, how'd you guys meet? How did it all start?
The pub, pretty much.
I think the pub,
me and Amy grew up kind of together. We grew up in like pretty like close places to each other. thanks, Gus. So yeah, we kind of met when we were like 14, freaking like 14 or something.
Nice.
Yeah, but I met these two at the pub, and
so those two met, and then I met Bryce and Amy at a pub, and then when my old band went down to Tasmania, which is where Gus is from, mm-hmm. we met at the pub there.
Yeah. Sure. Do you guys mind me asking how old you were when you all met?
I would have been
20.
I was 21. 21 and 1 month old.
Damn.
No, I would have been 20 then when we met.
Actually, 21 and 1 week. I met them a week after turned 21.
Shit. Well, sounds like a good week.
Yeah. What a coincidence. How'd you guys get into playing music? How'd it all start out?
We all lived together. Not him, though. Not the bass player. Our current bass player. Uh-huh. But, yeah, the three of us and our old bass player lived together, and we just were kind of fooling around, like, in other bands, and then we just thought we'd, like, make a house album mm-hmm. or a house EP, and then kind of just farted it out in a night.
Yeah, I heard you guys threw it all together in one day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you guys mind me asking what bands you based that original... tape off.
I don't even know if we based it off anything. We just kind of just went, let's just write like four songs, like, and just freaking fart them out.
Honestly, like, yeah, it was nothing. It was just really natural. When we were talking about like starting a band as a house, I had the idea of like B-52s, but obviously it never came out anything like that.
Yeah, I think we all had like kind of different ideas in our heads, and that's why. That's how it turned out.
Is it weird to say that it's the same kind of, like, energy?
Definitely.
That, like, pushes forward? I don't know.
Like, the B-52s have, like, a lot of really good energy, and you guys are just, like, so full of energy, too. It's,
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I mean, we sit in a car all day and
listen
to podcasts, so we got lots of energy to put out.
You guys are all pent up.
Yeah, we're pent up in a van for 6 hours a day.
Favorite podcasts?
Yeah, what do you guys listen to?
I listen to a bit of This American Life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Case
Files is a good one. I like that.
Case Files is an Australian one, which is pretty good.
Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, Australian crime one.
Oh,
a bit of Joe Rogan, but he's a bit of a.
Yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Spike, our tour manager, chucked on. Was it? You Must Remember This.
Yeah,
which is about Hollywood, and we listened to like 9 hours worth of Charles Manson's Hollywood.
Sounds interesting.
I mean, there's a lot of time to kill on the road, so
yeah,
you may as well
educate yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna kill time, you may as well incorporate Charles Manson into it.
Killed a lot of people, after all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Anywho.
Yeah. So, if you guys had to, like, pick out, like, any gigs that were really memorable for you guys, what would you say?
We played a festival in Australia called Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we were the opening band, and it's like every Meredith, it's like a kind of like a countdown to the opening band. So it's pretty special. And like pretty much everyone in the festival goes there to watch like the opening band. So we played that, and yeah, there was like a fair few thousand people there, which is pretty gnarly.
Mm.
That's, that's probably the highlight for me, I think.
That's the first one that came to my mind too. And we had the pleasure of breaking down in Bryce's car too on the way. it was very memorable.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, you guys? What is your most memorable?
Lots. I don't know. We play a lot of shows in a lot of weird places. Sorry. In a lot of weird places and done a lot of weird things. What do we do? I'm trying to think of something recently that's...
Chicago. It was good.
That was good.
Toronto.
Great. Toronto was cool. Yeah. Toronto a lot of shows cool. this tour.
Mm.
What have we done? Oh,
yeah,
the most recent ones
are probably the most memorable.
The only thing that comes to mind is not like the show, but the green room we were in Belgium.
The catering.
We're in Belgium and like playing at some festival, but our green room was a primary school.
Memorable.
It's like that's the thing that.
Memorable is probably the wrong word to use for Gus because he doesn't remember many gigs.
But yeah, I don't know.
It means it's a good gig, eh?
Yeah.
As
well. Good bar tab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ripper Rider.
I bet so. What would you guys like me to play next?
Can you play Surfboard 45?
Surfboard 45?
Surfboard 45.
Yeah, I can.
They're a sick band. They're from America.
Surfboard 45. Is that... one word or
no, two. Surfboard's the band.
And 45's the song.
Oh. Yeah.
Surfboard? I can't find it on here.
Come on, Max.
Let's see if I can find it on here.
Is that on Spotify?
Wow.
Yeah,
it's on Spotify.
Might have it on this?
S U R
Surf B O R T.
Oh, the whole band knows, dude.
S U R F B O R.
Like spelled like surfboard regularly, yeah?
Bought.
Bought.
Hey, it's a T.
Bought.
It's with a T?
Yeah.
Oh.
No A.
Surfboard.
B-O-R-T.
Oh, okay. I see. Surfboard 45.
Do they?
Yeah. There we go. All right. I'll put that on.
Sweet.
That was a much shorter song than I expected.
We have Ian, Mellow Max, and Amel and the Sniffers from Melbourne, Australia in the studio.
Wow, you should freaking work on radio.
I should.
Here on WMFO in Medford.
The new host.
Yeah.
Me and Max actually formed a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max and the Sniffers.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually being interviewed by all of you.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Have any questions for us, eh?
How'd you make it?
What's your favorite color?
Probably like a lavender.
Lavender's good.
Yeah, lavender's good. It's like
I'd probably say like any blue that makes my eyes pop.
Like oh, yeah. That's a good.
What's your porn star name?
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
I've been told they look like James Dean. So something along those lines.
James Dean.
Something with Scarlet.
No, you know the game? It's like your porn star name is the your
first pet's what? Name and your street name.
Yeah. Oh, then I'd be...
Your middle name?
Your middle name?
Middle
street name.
Well, we did middle name before.
You can do either.
I'd be...
What was the other thing?
Mine would be Jack Packenham.
Bo Fox.
Bo Fox.
Mine would be Prudence Watson.
That's great.
Mine is Frank St. George.
Mine's Boots Lagoon.
And I would be, I guess...
What's your spike?
Random Midchester.
Random Midchester.
What? Or Mouse Ridge
Midchester. Did you have a pet called Random? Nice.
I did. It was a cat. My dad went to a store full of cats, and they had hundreds, literally hundreds. Sat down next to this one, started petting it. It was a cool cat. He was cool. I was like, yeah, can take you home. And we're going to name you Random because it's totally random that I picked you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is not true at all.
100% is.
I don't think it is.
I can have my dad call in right now.
I have been on this show a number of one times, and I can tell you that is not true.
Well, Spike, what's your stripper name or porn star name?
Doesn't really fit.
I mean, anything.
It's fine.
Mockley, which is automatically.
But the street, if you do it like first pet and the street, the first street you lived on.
There's no wrong answer.
Cooper Mansell. Oh, yeah, that's Cooper a Mansell. Good one. I can see that. That fits you good.
Cooper Mansell.
Cooper Mansell.
Not bad.
I think Spike. You could just keep Spike.
For those that can't, tell, yeah. Spike's very dashing and
no
handsome.
Last name necessary.
Spike's got big arms.
Wonderful muscles.
Yeah.
Well,
give us the question.
Yeah, the question I'd like to ask all of you is: outside of rock, what's your favorite genre to listen to?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
I like dancing.
Dancing?
Dancing. So anything that makes like you dance.
Anything that makes you dance, like... When I think of that, I think of like ELO, disco.
Yeah, I get around that. Disco.
I frick with disco.
You frick with disco.
I frick
with
disco. Disco's good.
I like rap music.
I think we all like disco. Because
They're always talking about how much money they have and how many friends they have. And
that makes me feel better when I listen to it.
Because even though they don't have it, it's like they're like manifesting it, you know? Exactly. But like punks are always like, I'm so poor, I'm so sad. But then like rappers are always like, I'm so rich, I'm so happy, I got so many friends. It's like they're manifesting it, you know what I mean?
It's a different sort of like indulgence.
Yeah.
Art form.
It's sick.
Do you guys listen to Brockhampton?
No, I've never listened
to them. I've listened to one of their songs, and I saw them at a festival that we played as well.
What? How was that?
it was all right. I mean, it's hard for me to buy music that has like no instruments on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, six people in like white t-shirts, they gotta do a lot of crazy for me to be interested. So after like seeing like three songs, I sort of got a little bit depressed, I guess. I hyped them up in my mind a lot because I listened to that one song, Boogie, and that's the only song
great song.
I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be sick, and then I saw it and I was like, eh, they need guitar and drums or something.
Damn, hot takes. But I mean, that is
totally fair. I'm gonna give you guys another hot take, which if you guys haven't heard, it's like an opinion which isn't necessarily the popular opinion, but
are you explaining what a hot take is?
I needed to know.
I mean,
am I the Dumbo here for not assuming?
I don't know what a hot take is.
I don't know what a hot take is either.
I don't have a hot take in Australia.
Let me shut up then. Oh my god.
I didn't know it before a month ago, so like I'm with you guys. But hot take, Marmite is better than Vegemite. Sorry, I'm sorry.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Yeah. What is it called?
Hot Marmite. It's a hot take.
Hot take is Marmite. You're absolutely incorrect.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can agree to disagree, but...
What is the case for Marmite over Vegemite?
I mean, Vegemite just has like that weird extra tang that it doesn't
the
need.
The tang is...
You're a weak dog. Max, that's
Marmite,
a tang.
Marmite is like, the poor man's Vegemite.
Max, good luck in Australian customs.
I mean, hey, I studied abroad in New Zealand for 5 months.
Oh, yeah.
I had Vegemite, I had Marmite.
Oh,
gotta say, I'm on the Marmite side. But I mean, I'm also biased, so
I've never had Marmite, but Vegemite's better.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, no. So, would you guys like to hear Boogie by Brockhampton?
Yeah. I have a cue.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
I like that song a lot.
We got that on. You can have that in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Mellow Max.
Oh, yeah. On 91.5 FM. WMFO.
Medford listening to KEXP. I'm Cheryl Waters. What's going on? Cheryl Waters, what's up? KEXP. Oh, yeah. Got King is the hit. And then he smokes cigarettes.
We are on air. The mics are still live. I'm going to actually just let the music play. They shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me soon. I'm making all the things I like. I've been beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me soon. I'm making all the things I like. My niggas taking over. Brockhampton, call your mama. My niggas going platinum. Break neck, see you to the doctor. Bus boy versus One Direction. Making niggas itch like a skin infection. Did me wrong like a perfect Simpson. Did me wrong, you can change your song, hun. Who done got me riled up? Who the lame ass bitch wanna talk about us? Ooh, who done got me riled up? Who the lame ass bitch wanna talk about us? Ooh, come get it from me, from me, come get it from me, come get it from me.
Well, hello everyone, that marks the end of the first WMFO Music Department Hour here at WMFO 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you guys next week.